Hi, everyone. This is Liz from MediaDev, and I am joined once again by our country manager, Lorenzo. Hey, Lorenzo, how are you today?
I'm fine, fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm good, thanks. So today's topic is a timely one because we are going to be coming up very quickly into what I call webinar season, when everyone is looking to have online events to educate their prospects and start to push them down the sales funnel. So our topic today is planning your next webinar to stand out from the crowd. So I'm going to dive into the questions, and Lorenzo is a great person to answer these questions today because his team happens to be the most successful at generating registrations and attendees to all types of events.
It is.
You're like famous for that. So it'll be great to hear your tips and advice that you can give us today about that topic. So what are some things to keep in mind when you plan an online event?
Well, good question. Well, to be honest, the first step, my opinion, is always to define a clear strategy. Define a roadmap in order to decide when a webinar can be used as a strategy to join your target audience and when a webinar cannot work properly. Before to schedule a webinar, you need to make a question to yourself. I have something really important to be said and share it to my audience or not? If the response is positive, then yes, you can start to define your scenario. Contrary, if your approach will be like, let me say, let's talk for 30 minutes on a cam, I will send also some gadget to the registered in order to be more cooling. And then I will call back all the attendees to propose them a demo or a meeting one-to-one. It doesn't work. And let me say also, least but not last, your webinar is not like a yogurt with a date of expiration. With the right strategy, yeah, exactly, you can promote and be attractive before, during, and later with the on-demand version of your webinar. Also, one more point in my opinion is important is also one size fits all messaging doesn't work. So sometimes it's better to have several smaller webinars on highly specific topic, inviting only the exact target audience that will get the most value out of the event. One-shot strategy normally do not work.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. You know, I think nowadays, especially since so many people are doing online events and we're really competing for that time for prospects, they're only going to join the ones that they think are most interesting for them, whether that be because of industry sector or the job title of the prospect, but they have to have a messaging that resonates with them or they're totally going to ignore it and they're not going to attend. So I absolutely agree with your point there. So why is it important to start the planning process early?
Well, scheduling is the key of the success or failure of a webinar. Decide on your key audience. You should already have a pipeline of nurture prospects available, and those prospects should already be aware or have some kind of introduction to the brand beforehand, so they are not so struck with too much surprise once they are contacted with the event and invitation. On the other side, to be honest, this is also the best chance to enlarge your database of prospects and to be in touch with the right target if you want to grab the attention of your buyer persona. And maybe that your prospect will not join the first. Maybe that he will not join the second webinar, but your efforts will be recompensated maybe on the third one. Why not? So you need to be really focused on your target. And one more point is also about data, in my opinion, because very often when people have a hard look at their data, they realize that there are gaps, white space on job title, missing emails, no opt-in, data is old or maybe entirely erroneous, let me say. No, so planning in advance will help you to reduce such gap caused to some internal process that didn't work properly in the past, or let me say also as a lower project, the lower priority, because you are how to say it, more focused on the daily task, and sometimes you didn't pay the right attention to the planning task. But it's very important of course to plan, and the planning process get times and get efforts, of course.
Yeah, I totally agree. And just to anchor that in for our listeners, the two points for me that are really so important that you mentioned are that, you know, you can't just take a prospect that's never even heard of who you are and expect they're going to attend a webinar. You know, a lot of people do that, and it's too big of a call to action as a first engagement. It's really once somebody has gotten to know, you know, your business, what you do, your value proposition, that then they will join a webinar, but it's a much later state in time. It's not the first thing, you know, to invite total strangers to your webinar. You know, maybe they'll come to the second or the third one, but certainly not the first. So I definitely agree with that point. And it's true that many people, they take webinars, you know, and plan them really quickly, but then they realize, like, when they're at the phase of wanting to invite people, that, oh no, my data is in really bad shape and I don't have opt-ins, or there is all this white space in my data. And then it's almost too late then at that point to build or cleanse the database, because you need that invitation to go out to be able to book that date in calendar, or, you know, people won't attend because they just won't have the time scheduled in their calendar. So absolutely, you know, taking things much further back and looking at the data first is really, you know, critical to make sure that
there are some points that you have discussed in the previous podcast about cleaning database and why, you know, is it so important and so on. And also in that podcast, there were some key points that can be very important, are very strategic.
Oh, absolutely. Data, as I said in that podcast, and I'll say it again, you know, data is a living and breathing organism. It's changing all the time, and people move positions or they change companies, or, you know, all that type of stuff. Their job role is changed. They take on more responsibility. And so then, yeah, you can wind up with data that's really outdated, and then you're inviting the wrong people to attend your webinar. People, you know, you get a high bounce rate off of the email blast that you send. So yeah, definitely data cleansing and building is an important part of the process. That's absolutely for sure. So because of that, how many weeks prior to the event do you think you should start promoting a webinar? Like, let's say your data is clean. Well, then how much time do you need then to actually get your message out there so people register and attend?
Yeah, let me say that my experience said, according to my experience, the ideal time frame is minimum for 4 weeks prior the date of the webinar. In 4 weeks, you have the right time to join your buyer persona, or let me say your ideal entry point, to explain why he cannot missing this webinar, why in 1 hour he can better understand it, your service, your solution, your expertise, and so on. So calling 4 weeks prior the date of the webinar allow you to have more chance to ask it to your target audience. Please save this slot for my webinar. I'm calling you in advance to be sure that you are available at this time. Contrary, if for some webinar, if we have only 2 weeks, we can allocate it more resources on a webinar in order to reach a larger number of prospects, and probably we will be able to be in touch with them even if we have only 2 weeks. But let me say, the big risk in this case is that he can say, yes, your webinar is interesting, but I cannot join because I have another meeting. Maybe also he can say, sorry, but I have another webinar. And this is exactly the webinar arranged by a company that is following this suggestion. promote the webinar minimum 4 weeks in advance. No, so send out a series of email invitation to your target audience. Save the date, register now, register before it's too late, and give and last chance to register. It get times, and 4 weeks is the right time frame. Let me said also, don't leave this to the last minute, or you will find that your prospect schedule will be already full booked. This is my experience, my feeling.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we've run emergency event campaigns where people contact us because they're like, nobody's coming to my webinar. Can you please help me get more registrants? We have 3 days, and for that type of thing, I always say no. Like, I'm not going to do it because it's very stressful. I mean, any event planning situation is always a stressful type of campaign as it is. And then if you only have 3 days to make an impact, it's already too late. So I completely agree. Having the time, sending out the series of emails to make sure that people really do, you know, block the time in their calendar and there's nothing conflicting at that particular date and time, definitely a key point to making the webinar a success. So what are some of the keys to getting your event to stand out from the crowd? I mean, you mentioned, you know, lots of people are having webinars, especially now where, you know, that's all there is. There's basically nobody is even able to do a physical event whatsoever. So everything is online. So how can you make your webinar different from everybody's webinar?
This is a really good question. And one thing for sure is a case study. If you have an important success story to be shared, let's do it. Ever. It will require a lot of hard work, of course, to create such a case history, but your efforts will be compensated, especially if you are targeting a similar industry sector. If you produce, let me say, sweaters. Sorry for basic example, but I'm seeing my sweaters and this is the first thing that I get in my mind. And you see that will join this webinar, one of the top sweater producer. For sure, if you are, of course, a sweater producer, you will pay attention to this agenda, to the argumentation. Try to understand which kind of business pain they have fixed using a specific solution. So highlighting a case study or success story will drive the message home. Inviting industry leaders to contribute is also a great way for you to gain credibility on the topic of the choice. And position yourself throughout a leader. Of course, elaborating the actual content for the webinar takes a lot of time and food, but so this critical step cannot be taken lightly.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that point. You know, when the message resonates with your audience, of course, they're much more likely to attend. And as you said kind of earlier, you know, sometimes that may mean planning out several different webinars, smaller webinars, you know, so that that can actually happen. So what are some of the best practices to reduce the dropout rate to be sure that a good portion of the registrants actually attend? I mean, there's nothing worse than having a whole bunch of people who are registered and then nobody shows up. So what would your advice be there?
Yes. First of all, let me say that in my opinion, drop is always part of the game. It must be clear that drop is part of the game. But here we should be able to have some action, to get some action in order to reduce this drop. And in my opinion, two tasks are mandatory. And one is, let me say, highly recommended. No, it's mandatory from my experience to send the confirmation email with the link to join the event not later than 24 hours after the prospect registration, with the link to join the webinar. That way the prospect can add the event to the calendar, and in the same calendar he has the link to join the webinar. So both the link and the add to calendar must be in the same email in the mail message, very close to the day the prospect do the registration. I see many webinars that send an automatic reply too generic with no link, then a remind 2-3 days before the event with the link. And in such case, this mail goes to the spam, and this prospect, this buyer persona, the registered will never receive the link and cannot add to the agenda. You will lose it. You will lose him. Sorry. And this is my one task mandatory. The second one, in my opinion, it's mandatory to call back those registered 3 days prior the date. All the data automation tools are valid, reminder and so on, but don't ignore the value of the human process. This is vital for the success or failure of the webinar. On the other side, let me say, this is not the news, of course. Everybody can say, yes, of course, we do it, we make this call. What probably you don't know is that your reminder can be also really, can be appreciated, or sometimes it can be interpreted like a suspicious call. And so what we do during the telemarketing process, in order to promote the webinar, we inform in advance our Mr. Rossi that 3 days before the date of the webinar, I will kindly remind I will kindly remind you about the webinar in order to be sure that you can confirm your, and that you can really take part to the webinar, and that you have also received the link to join it. So let me said, you can decide with him prior the registration the process, so he is fully informed. So it's not only a remind, but it's a service call in order to be sure that he has the link, that he can confirm and so on. So build the relationship with the prospect since the first call in order to send him, I am here. Do not hesitate if you need more information, and not only, hi, Mr. Rossi, join the webinar. That's all.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, besides the fact, though, that it could be a Mrs. Rossi. we always refer to decision makers as he, but it could also be a she, of course, just as a little the feminist side in me pulling that out as a little twist, but yeah, no, I definitely agree with you there. It is a service call. You know, it's how can I provide more value to this customer? And the way to do that is to be really human in the process and not just a series of automated email messages that may be going to spam, like you said. And certainly, you know, by explaining to the prospect that you're enticing to join the webinar in the first place, if you say, you know, well, I'll make sure to call you in a few days prior to the event, just as a friendly reminder. Well, yeah, that person will appreciate that instead of being suspicious. So why is post-event follow-up important, and how should that be done?
Well, recording your webinar is a must. It's really a must. And as I said at the beginning of this podcast, your webinar isn't like a yogurt with a date of expiration. So not only does it give you the ability to create valuable gated content for your website, it also gives you the perfect opportunity to follow up with your events, not show. So for this reason, I said in advance, drop is part of the game. But you have a chance to work also on the not show people, and recording webinar will help you to do that. For any online events, you will always a certain number of last minute dropouts. For this reason, it should be part of the game. You know in advance that there will be some not show, so you will be ready to rework this cluster. Because do not mean that those prospects have completely lost interest. It usually means that an emergency came up at the last minute that prevented them from attending. Having an on-demand content that you can leverage to continue the dialogue with those prospects will help you to generate additional leads for your pipeline. So your post events follow up should include next step for both the not show and the attendees, so you can continue to exchange with those prospects, educate them further about your offer, and push them down sales funnel so they can turn into sales.
Great. So what other advice would you give to people who are thinking about how to make their online events better for this year?
Well, conference sector is increases because COVID, of course. Yes, people will come back to being real present, but it will take time and patience. So patience, of course. Fortunately, webinars are the digital alternative to the live events. They will be an important pillar to build your business for this fiscal year. So hosting online webinar in order to generate leads is a highly effective tool, if it's done right, of course. And it's also a ton of work, let me say it. So invest your time, efforts, and resources to plan it. And keep in mind all the points discussed prior in this podcast. And of course, feel free to buzz me if you need our support to promote your next webinar, of course.
Of course. Excellent. And for those of you that are looking for other resources, we do have a great webinar promotion guide on our resource library at mediadev.com. So be sure to check that out. And of course, we're always willing to brainstorm ideas, so you can contact us at contact@mediadev.com. Thanks again, Lorenzo, for your time today. Really
Thanks
appreciate
you.
All your insights.
Thanks
Take
to you.
Care. Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.